It's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Andrea Dukakis. If you're racking your brain for a gift for the holidays or just a good read, we have some recommendations. They're all books about the West or by authors with links to the region. With us is Kathy Langer, a buyer for the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Metro Denver, and from Steamboat Springs, the owner of Off the Beaten Path Bookstore, Ron Crawl. Kathy, Ron, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
Pleasure.
Kathy, let's start with you, and let's start with the novel. They're always good gifts. What did you bring today?
I brought Dog Stars by Peter Heller, who is a Denver writer. This is a dystopian novel, but really beautifully written. His writing is brilliant, and it takes place 9 years after a flu nearly wiped out humankind. The main character, Hig, is a pilot and is living in the Erie area. And it's just wonderful. It sounds like a bleak story, but actually there's a lot of humor in it, and it does turn out to be not as bleak as you might imagine. I just loved it, and I would love to recommend it to almost anyone.
And you mentioned Heller's from Denver. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he has written several nonfiction titles that have done very well, bestsellers, and this is his first novel, and he's really done an amazing job with it.
Ron, let's bring you in. How about a novel from you?
I'm going to talk about Sutton by J.R. Moringer. Sutton is the story of the famous bank robber, Willie Sutton. And J.R. has taken the history of Sutton's life and imagined the situation that existed back in 1969 when Willie Sutton was surprisingly released from jail on Christmas Eve after serving almost 20 years, and is released into the custody of a reporter for 24 hours. And the purpose of the reporter is to uncover some hidden truth in Sutton's life. But Sutton turns it around and makes it a tour of his whole life, visiting all of the banks he robbed throughout New York City.
So it's sort of a device to hear about his life. This is historical fiction.
Perfectly said. And it's fascinating because it's a wonderful character study. For me, Sutton has always been an interesting image because he has this famous quote. He was once asked, "Why do you rob banks?" And he answered, "Well, that's where the money is." And this has had folklore surrounding it. And what J.R. Moringer manages to do is to get behind that quote and uncover who this guy was, what caused him to be the person that he turned out.
Sounds like a good read. Kathy, how about some nonfiction recommendations?
I've brought The Dust Bowl, an illustrated history, which is actually a gift book. It's beautiful photography and text, and one might not imagine that The Dust Bowl would be a great gift book, but in fact it is, and it's by Dayton Duncan and Ken Burns, and it is an accompaniment to the PBS special that's actually beginning to run this week. But it's beautifully done and an amazing overview of this great catastrophe from the 1930s that really brought huge dust storms and wiped out agriculture in the southern Great Plains. And it's particularly interesting to me. There's one character that's followed through the book. Her name is Sonora Babb, and she was the daughter of a compulsive gambler. She and her family lived in Baca County, Colorado. Mm-hmm. She goes on to work for the Farm Service Administration and writes about the Dust Bowl and writes about what happens back in her hometown. The people who were haughty and spurned her are in the same relief lines as all the other people, and it was really a horrible, great equalizer.
And it's a coffee table size book. You have it in front of you, and there's just this beautiful picture on the front, if you can describe it.
It's a picture of a farm with a great black cloud behind it with a dust storm approaching, and it really is so evocative of what happened in the Great Plains during the Dust Bowl. It was just such a tragedy, and it was a man-made tragedy.
Right. Ron, how about a nonfiction pick from you?
So we're going to talk about Short Nights of the Shadow Catcher, written by Timothy Egan. And this is a biography of Edward Curtis. People will know Edward Curtis because of his wonderful absolutely amazing photographs of Native Americans at the turn of the 1900s. And this story is absolutely fascinating character study of this man who ended up creating for all of us a history of the Native peoples of our country. Timothy Egan's an absolutely wonderful writer. Those people who may remember The Big Burn, which was his last book and his story of the founding of the National Forest Service, will remember that he manages to weave in kind of a storytelling way of writing about history, something that catches your excitement, and yet at the same time, tremendously well-referenced, studied quotations that give you a sense of the history of the times. So this is a great book. It gives a remarkable picture of the end of the era of Native American tribes and their nomadic life, and it also gives an insight into the artistry of photography in that time and how Edward Curtis just mastered that craft.
And I should say we aired an interview with Timothy Egan on the show recently, and you can listen to it on our website at cpr.org. And Kathy, earlier you mentioned the Dust Bowl. Timothy Egan also wrote a book on the Dust Bowl.
He wrote a book called The Worst Hard Time, which was a really wonderful history of the Dust Bowl. He did first-person interviews with survivors of the Dust Bowl, and actually his work is referenced in Ken Burns' work on the Dust Bowl and this book particularly.
Ron, you also had a book that looks like a children's book, but you say it actually is a family book. It has lots of pictures. It's called The Lost Christmas Gift by Andrew Beckham. Talk about that.
This is really my favorite book for the holiday season. And this book is just a masterpiece. What Andrew Beckham's done in this book is he's taken the tale of a man in his 80s who receives just before Christmas a package which is addressed to himself at his post office box in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and has stamps on it and postmarks that indicate that it's come from France. And he realizes as he's opening the package that this was sent to him by his father some 70 years before, but he never received it until this day. And as he opens the package, what he finds is a handcrafted book that tells the story of an adventure that he and his father shared the year before his father went off to fight in World War I. And that adventure is a Christmas Eve adventure. The two of them are out to try to find a Christmas tree 2 days before Christmas when this boy is 10. And they run into a blinding snowstorm, have to spend the night, are lost, and somehow magically guided back home. And what the father does in his retelling of this tale is he illustrates the story as a way of saying, wasn't this a wonderful experience together, and I hope you'll feel close to me, even though I'm so far away this Christmas.
And something magical happens while they're there. There is someone out there that's helping them.
Yeah, this is the magic of the story. So the son never really sees this person well, and I think one of the things that makes the book beautiful is it allows you to imagine through the father's drawings and the son's remembering who this person might be. It's the kind of story I can imagine sitting down around the fireplace with your children or grandchildren and reading this story and having this quiet, magical moment.
It's sort of a modern twist on 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, so that's a poem, but you sort of imagine sitting around the fire reading that.
Yes, and of course this one has special meaning to those of us up here in the Northwest because the story takes place over Rabbit Ears Pass and in Steamboat Springs, and so it's a really magical Colorado tale.
Kathy, you had one last book you wanted to add. You said you were worried it was a bit self-serving, given what it's about. Why don't you tell us about it? And I'll give folks a hint. It's called My Bookstore.
Yes, it's called My Bookstore. Writers celebrate their favorite places to browse, read, and shop. And it's a collection of 84 essays by writers, many very famous writers who write about their favorite bookstores. Stephen White, the best-selling mystery writer, writes about the tattered cover, and it's a really beautiful, moving essay. Terry Tempest Williams writes about the King's English in Salt Lake City. That's one of my favorite bookstores. And it goes on and on. So it's something to dip in and out of if you're a book lover, if you're a bookstore lover, if you just like really wonderful writing. I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you both, Kathy. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely delightful. Have a wonderful holiday.
Kathy Langer is a buyer for the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver. Ron Krall owns Off the Beaten Path in Steamboat Springs. Their lists of great holiday books are on our website, www.cpr.org. Tune in tomorrow for their favorite books for kids.